Deshaun, it's Rob Domofsky from ESPN.com. What went through your mind when you found out you were traded a couple of weeks ago?
Very surprised. Obviously, going through this all season, trying to develop as much as I can and learn from everything I went through last year in Cleveland, and was trying to prepare myself to go back and become a better quarterback and get to winning in Cleveland. And when stuff like this happens, you really can't be prepared for it. You know, the only thing I really know is the situation I had in Cleveland, but obviously very excited now. Looking back at it, I think it's going to be an awesome opportunity to take a step back and learn from, some great developers of the game, be around some great competitors, and get back to winning the way I know how to.
Hey, Deshaun, Mark Daniels from WNFL in Green Bay. What do you think you will gain by kind of watching and learning from Aaron rather than being kind of thrown into the fire as you were last year?
Well, how to be a pro first. You know, this is a very unique situation, coming in and being drafted to Cleveland and instantly kind of becoming a vet within the room. I was kind of, teaching myself how to create the right professional process. Learn from somebody who's had a lot of success. Obviously, is known as one of the better quarterbacks in this league and one of the better quarterbacks to ever play this game. So now I get to take a step back, learn from him, reevaluate my process as a quarterback, and do whatever I can to help this team win, and then obviously develop myself into the best quarterback I can. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Deshaun, this is Ryan Wood with the Green Bay Press Gazette. I'm curious, if you go back a year, did you play maybe a little bit more and a little bit sooner than you expected, and what was that like?
Well, in Cleveland, there wasn't really much of a timeline. When they're going through the development that they're going through and trying to figure out how to become a winning program and a winning organization, it's hard to put a timeline on anything for anyone. Had a great training camp and got to learn the system pretty fast and showed that I was able to, develop pretty quickly through that training camp and it happened the way it happened. I think there's two ways of learning in this league. It's either from behind the scenes and watching the guy who's out there doing it, i.e. Aaron, or being out there and playing yourself. And that was a situation where I had to go out there and learn by fire. Obviously, a very unique situation going 0-15 in my 15 starts. But I think I got a lot of experience out of that and looking forward to building off of it.
Deshaun, this is Tom Silverstein with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I was wondering, did Cleveland attempt to change your style of passing from college? Did they change your carriage, your footwork a lot, the arm motion, anything like that, or did they leave you pretty much alone?
They left from the waist up pretty good. They allowed me to go out and for the ball. I've always thrown it, but from the waist down, as far as footwork went, there's a very unique way that Coach Jackson wanted me to throw the ball, and I really kind of bought into that, and I think it definitely helped my game quite a bit. There's a lot of inconsistency in college. I was able to clean up a little bit. Now it's about protecting it and doing whatever I can to figure that out. But in the same conversation, obviously, heading over to a new organization, he has new footwork and watching a guy who's, has very unique footwork and Aaron, I'm excited to learn how to now, adjust my game again and take a step back and evaluate the best way to throw the football and how to be the most accurate passer I can come through that.
Hey, Deshaun, Bill Huber from Packer Report. And maybe this is related to what you were just asked, but how do you become a more accurate passer?
It's about finding consistency once again. In this offseason, I've spent a lot of time with some guys out in Orange County, the Tom House group, on figuring out what my stroke is. First you have to be able to define how you throw the ball before you can go out and find that consistency. And after going through the season we went through last year and obviously some accuracy gains in college, I think I found my stroke. I feel like I'm throwing the ball the best I've ever thrown it right now. And now, walking into a system that has been very quarterback friendly through the history of their organization, I think I'll be able to go out and hopefully step up my game to another level and be able to become a more accurate passer.
Hey, Deshaun, this is Ryan Wood again. Did you have any contact with the Packers before the draft last year, and did you think there was any possibility that they might draft you?
Yeah, there's a little bit of contact. After going through the struggles of being backstage at the draft and not getting my name called and falling into the second round, we instantly, as a team, try to figure out what was the next step for me. And obviously the Packers are the first one up to bat. And after, reaching out to them as much as we can, we learned that they thought very highly of me. And I thought that that could be a landing place for me. Obviously, ended up, you know, falling down to Cleveland at 52. But to know that, you know, they had a lot of respect for me, and the respect they have for that position is some of the best. It was definitely an honor.
Well, hi, Mark Daniels again. This might be kind of a weird question, but how does not winning a game in an entire season impact your psyche or your confidence?
No, it doesn't. You know, I think if it does anything, it adds motivation and gives me something to have a base, or gives me a base in this league. Not a lot of guys get an opportunity to go out and start 15 games in their first season. You know, I know how the bullets fly now. I've been able to create my own process. I've been able to, you know, learn how to, you know, evaluate a defense and go out there and play with the bullets flying. And I think that's awesome for a young quarterback. I think that now this is an experience to kind of, you know, take a step back and reevaluate that process and figure out, you know, where the issues were in my game and in my process, and do whatever I can to, you know, create a better routine throughout the week so that I can be more prepared and obviously do whatever I can to help the team win out.
Rob, yes. And what have the Packers told you about where you fit into the pecking order, and what do they want of you in terms of Conley?
You know, there hasn't been much communication. Obviously, we're in a dead period right now. I'm looking forward to getting out there and doing whatever I can to learn about, you know, the situation I'm walking into. Obviously, you have a guy in Aaron who's once again one of the best quarterbacks in this league and consistently proves that, and a guy who went out and got a lot of experience last year in Brett. You know, I just want to do whatever I can to become the best quarterback I can become, you know, work as hard as I possibly can, and do whatever it takes to help this team win.
Hey, Deshaun, Bill Huber again. Can you take us through the interception against Green Bay and what you thought might have, or what you thought could have happened on that play as far as that receiver getting open?
Yeah, you know, it was a across-the-board read. I was reading from right to left. You know, Josh Gordon got locked up pretty good on that play, and coming back, I saw an opportunity to try to extend the play on third down. As I you know, try to reverse fields, saw two different guys running down the field, locked in on one of them, and try to flip my hips and make the ball go. And when doing so, obviously got my arm hit, and the ball kind of flailed up in the air. And, you know, we know how the rest of that story goes.
Is that one of those things that you've thought about quite a bit? I mean, that could have been a touchdown, couldn't it?
Absolutely. You know, that's a risky take when you're trying to go out there and do your first win as an NFL quarterback. You know, going into overtime, there was a cool opportunity in front of me to try to save a game and, you know, cheer with my teammates. And obviously, didn't end up going the way we wanted to go.
Wes Hockowitz from Packers.com. Looking at the season, I know obviously it was what it was in the end, but where do you think you made the biggest gains at the end of the year, obviously with the performance you had against Green Bay and then Pittsburgh in the finale?
Yeah, I understand how slowly they came down and taking the defense to give you. You know, when you get thrown into an NFL system, you tend to overthink things early. And, you know, obviously my first game I was starting and out there trying to lead a team, and the dynamic of being a professional quarterback can be a lot. So I was kind of overthinking everything. By the end of the season, I was able to, you know, understand the system that I was in, understand how to move the ball around quickly, understand how to just create positive plays, and then how to, you know, continue to have it drive going. And that's why I think that, you know, we were in a position at the end of the season where we were getting better. So, you know, we were heading towards a winning, you know, style atmosphere. And, you know, unfortunately, I was able to, you know, readjust this. Now head over to Green Bay and build on that and complete a new system that obviously has a winning tradition like the others.
Hey, Deshaun, given the new situation that you're in with the 59 Niners, maybe a couple years of learning, I'm curious, two-part. One, as you look back, would you have benefited from staying in college another season? And can this help your development now to be able to sit in a guy like Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I think it's going to definitely help my development, for one. I think that, obviously, you know, walking into a room last year where I quickly became a veteran in the room, there wasn't necessarily a guy who could, you know, teach me the ins and outs of, you know, how to deal with press, how to deal with the losing that was heading on, or that was going on, how to deal with, you know, the veterans in the room and the dynamic of the locker room. So being behind Aaron is going to be cool to be able to learn that style of thing. And as far as benefiting for another year in college, I mean, you never know. I think that this is obviously a very unique situation once again when you go out and you don't experience any success. But I think that overall, as a quarterback, being in the NFL for a year now, There's nothing like that. You can't learn how to be an NFL quarterback from a college situation. So I was able to go out and you know, learn how to, you know, run a system and develop a process and do football for a living. And from there, I'll be able to develop and grow into the best quarterback I can become.
Sean, are you out in California working out on your fundamentals? Is that where you're at?
Yep. I'm out in Orange County, California with the Tom House Group.
Okay. Thank you.
Sean, BJ with Appleton Sports Radio. What is the perception of Green Bay to guys outside of the organization? What are other guys around the league saying about the Packers?
Well, they're a team that's always expected to be contenders, and that's something that's new for me, obviously. They're a team that has a great winning tradition, has won, you know, plenty of Super Bowls and had plenty of talent there. But most importantly, they're a team that has great values and great standards, and they hold themselves to that. And I'm excited to be a part of that. I think this is a very similar situation to, represent something a lot bigger than you, like I did at Notre Dame, and with the same winning tradition and the same, you know, atmosphere around the game. And I'm looking forward to getting back to that, that representation of something a lot bigger than you.